Hey guys, this is Chris.
And this is David.
And we are here to introduce you to our first mini-series. It is our Commissioner Candidate mini-series. And we are here to talk to you a little bit real quick about what you're about to listen to.
Right. So this episode is for the candidates of Super District 9. The two candidates for Super District 9 that we interviewed were Joe Ray Jenkins and Corey Johnson. There were other people in the race. There are other people in the race for Super District 9. However, we were unable to elicit a response from them, so we recorded with Ms. Jenkins and Mr. Johnson. Both of them have since qualified for the election, so they're both going to be on the ballot when we vote. Now, just so you guys know, Super District 9 encompasses District 1, District 2, District 4, and District 5. Please check the link in this post if you have any question about which district you might be in. We also would love to thank the sponsor for this series, Second City Distillery, as well as our presenting sponsor for every episode, Nancy Powell, real estate broker. We do have a conversation coming up next week with Rick Allen that we'll be posting, Congressman Rick Allen, and he does talk about a lot of current events, and it's definitely a really interesting conversation. We were really lucky to get him on the phone. Rick Allen is a resident of Augusta, working in D.C. as our local congressman. And of course, I am recording this in my living room, so happy social distancing to everyone. Hope everyone is staying safe and healthy out there. Ladies and gentlemen, the first interview for this episode is Ms. Jo Ray Jenkins.
We are Drop the Disc, the podcast here in Augusta, Georgia, and I'm Chris Knappholz.
I'm David Bash.
Yep, David Bash.
Chris and David, nice to meet you.
Yes,
nice to meet
you. And we are here today with
Jo Ray Jenkins. I am currently running for Super District 9.
And you're running for Commissioner of Super District 9.
Yes, sir.
Just for super clarification.
Yes. And this district is over how many other districts?
Four. So it's 1, 2, 4, and 5.
Okay, excellent. All right, so we're going to go ahead and jump into these questions.
Okay.
Yes, okay, let's go. So this one's an easy one. Mm-hmm. So number one, tell us a little bit about yourself, especially relating to the city, and tell us why you decided to run for your district.
Okay, a little bit about myself. My name is Jo Ray Jenkins. I was born in Savannah, Georgia. We moved here because my father was military. So part of my life was on Fort Gordon. And then half of my life was basically in District 5 and partially 1. I am a graduate of Richmond Academy and Augusta Technical College. I did some years at Strayer University as well. And now I am choosing to run for District 9. I currently ran for District 1 in 2009. I lost, but like I tell everybody, that loss was not a loss, it was a lesson. Mm. So it kind of prepared me to be where I am today, to not give up the fight, to stay in the race, to still stay active in my community. And so I'm proud of myself for that, taking it as a teachable moment.
Thank you.
Okay.
Question number two, and I like to do the update people out of 7 questions.
Okay.
Yeah, won't tell you the number, but he'll tell you the number. So
okay.
You'll still know.
Yes. Okay, question two. How long have you lived in District, Super District 9? Okay. And what are your favorite places to go and spend your time with friends, family here in the city?
Okay, so how long? Because I lived in 1, and I was down there for, I think, like two years prior. And then I had some family issues, so I was still living here, residing here, but I was in Savannah for a while. Mm-hmm. Then I came back. So where I currently live now, it's been approximately about 2.5 years.
Okay.
So maybe within the last 5-year time frame.
Okay.
Because before that, I was off of Fierce Fair, on the Fierce Fair, that area.
Okay.
Okay. The Martinez area?
I was still in Richmond County, but
got it.
Still
gotcha.
In that area.
And what are some favorite places that you like to go and spend time with your family or friends and whatnot?
Well, I don't have many relatives here anymore. Most of them have gone away. But where I like to go, I like to eat a lot.
Okay.
So
do you have a favorite restaurant?
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
It is. No, it's not. Because Wells Fargo probably likes it. But What is my favorite restaurant? I love, oh my God.
It's a hard question here.
No, because I love Logan's, the bread, and then the salad, and then the chicken.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, all right. So I love Logan's, but I also love Gooseby's, and I love, where else do I like to go eat? I like Red Lobster. Mm-hmm. I like going on Gordon Highway. I mean, yeah, that's Gordon Highway. I'm trying to think where else. Okay, truth be told, I love Wendy's. I'm sorry.
Okay, ooh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You can't argue with that.
Eating all over town, eating well.
I love Wendy's, and I love, well, I love the chicken wing place. I just left there a little while ago, so one is real good in the mall, and then I like going to the one off Deansbridge Road.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Very cool.
I like
all right,
chicken.
No.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
So moving along. Question number three, I did it that time. So number three, the private sector is making a really positive impact in Augusta right now.
Yeah.
And we all see that. But the private sector has proven, and we kind of talked about this actually a little bit beforehand, that the private sector has not proven that by itself it can sustain positive growth. So as a commissioner, how would you work with the private sector and local businesses?
Oh, great. That's my cup of tea right there. I was sat on the small business advisory board, sorry about that.
Got it.
For 8 years. So partnering with small businesses is something that's near and dear to my heart. I once had a small business. I do a lot of things, even locally, even today, just trying to make sure that they have the knowledge and education that they need for even government contracts, simple things like that. Well, not simple, because sometimes it can be a hard process, but just making sure that we are able to connect with them and let them understand and know different things that are available for the city to kind of unify and bring people together and make sure that small businesses have what they need. A lot of times just being in business, you actually don't know what you need until you're in business,
That's
if that
true.
Makes sense.
Excellent. Okay.
So you just have to be open and accessible and make sure that they have the knowledge and information that they need.
Got it.
Thank you. Question number four.
Okay.
Knowing the structure of how the current commission works, teamwork is essential to create positive growth.
Mm-hmm.
What will you bring to the table?
I think my biggest strength and my weakness would be transparency.
Mm.
And I think I'm a little too open sometimes. So making sure that the community knows what's going on, has access to things, and that you're accessible to them is a big issue for me. I see that a lot, you know, with our commissioners, and I hate to say it, that they aren't open with their district. So a lot of times people don't know what's going on. And then a lot of times you just hear them arguing. You have to understand you are representing a district, but you're representing the city. And so you have to think about it in that capacity. Like, this may be best for my district, but how is it gonna, you know, affect the rest of the residents? It's not just about you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think a lot of times it becomes personal.
Right.
And you have to take away personal from business and know how to manage the business, and that's the business of the city, and put your feelings aside and do what's best.
Right.
And I'm that person.
Got it. The population of Augusta is changing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The average age downtown is between 26 and 35 years old.
Right.
Things that are old are leaving the city, changing and dying off. Do you feel that you have a connection with that millennial demographic? And what ideas do you have to improve the city for that group of people?
Oh my God, unfortunately, yes. My children are still kind of in that age group. And we actually had a conversation yesterday, was it yesterday or the day before? On the way to go in Savannah, my baby is 20. So I asked him, like, what would you like to see for the city of Augusta versus where you currently live? What would you like to see grow? What do you feel like would make you want to be here more? And so for their age group, basically from like 19 to 30, because my daughter's around 26, they just say that there's too many things that are separated here when it comes to entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you go to certain places or you have a outlet, you have a mall, you have a movie theater, you have everything in one area.
Mm-hmm.
But he was saying, like, you know, Mom, when I go to this side, it's nothing here, or I have to go away, you know, to this side of the street to be able to get here, and then there's no transportation. So I think we need to, you know, like you said, the majority of 18 to 35 year olds are downtown. So you kind of put stuff down here for them, because a lot of times I drive down here just to see, and like Sundays is nothing. After like 7:30, 8 o'clock, I don't see much activity. Maybe on the weekend, there's a few different things for them to do, you know, like clubs and stuff like that. But I think you need to bring some sort of entertainment. It has to be something that people want to do and want to be a part of. So I reach out to the kids a lot, and to, you know, people my children's age, to see what is it that you really want and would you really support it. So I think we gotta look outside the box for people that's my age, that's in their 40s going on 50, and you have to remember, at this age I wanted to do this, and mm-hmm. you know, my mom didn't always want me to do it, but you have to be able to relate, and you have to keep that income coming into the city. So you gotta think outside the box. It's not just about you.
Okay, got it. Question number 6. We're almost done.
Wow, this is fast.
Yes, easy. Okay, this is kind of think outside the box. Okay. If the commission received a $1 million grant to use on the city any way you wanted, what would you do with it and why?
What, $1 million? That's not a lot. I mean, to me, I think I was rich, but I'm just saying $1 million for this city for any kind of project?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I divide it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I can give like money to, I can increase transportation.
Yeah.
I can add like 2 more buses and increase the bus stop to after 6 o'clock and push it on to like 10. All right, that's what I'm gonna do with my first little bit of money.
Okay.
I would definitely do the roads. There are a lot of streets that are still very bumpy. Let me see, what else could I put some money into? Because I only have $1 million. I would partner with the Board of Education to bring something for education and our kids.
Okay.
So it'll be transportation, education, and definitely getting our roads fixed.
Got it. Love it.
And last question, last formal question. We have shout out time after that.
So okay.
Not quite done. But last formal question, this is the question we ask to all of our guests. And this is more of a personal question than a business question. So the question is, what does dropping the disc from the city of Augusta mean to you personally?
How do I feel about it personally?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get offended sometimes. I guess because I know a lot of people that are in leadership, mm-hmm. and I know how hard that they really work for the community. I mean, you do have some offices that don't do as much, but when I look at the mayor's office and, you know, with Hardy, and I look at housing and community development with Hawthorne, and, you know, the compliance department with Ms. Sams, I know that they're working hard. And a lot of times they get a lot of scrutiny behind trying to make Augusta better. So it's kind of disheartening to see, and people hear, like, say things, they'd be like, you know, point their fingers down on Augusta, or nobody wants to be here, nobody wants to live here. So I try to just push for a positive, try to show them some things, or, you know, just tell them different things that are going on in the city that maybe they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's always easier to talk about the negative than the positive.
Mm-hmm. That's
true. So you just have to always engage with people that want to be positive, and always push for people that want to be negative to push for positive. So I guess that's how I'm doing the diss.
That's how you're dropping it.
Dropping the diss. Dropping the diss. Okay. Hashtag.
Great
okay.
answer. So like David already kind of let you know, this is a good time that we just answered all the questions, and this is your opportunity.
That's it. Okay, any other questions? That's it?
I would like to know if there's any shout outs that you might have.
Yeah, and how to get in touch with you.
Yes,
okay.
So let people know.
All right, you guys can reach me on social media. You can either look on my page, The Committee to Elect Jeray Jenkins, or my personal page, Jeray Jenkins. You can find my daughter, she's probably not gonna want me to tell it, but it's Alexis Jenkins as well. So you can reach us at 706-447-9089 or the committee to elect Jerae Jenkins at Gmail. It's not that hard. Or you see us out in the street somewhere.
Got it.
Excellent.
Out and about.
And Super District 9. What districts are those one more time?
1, 2, 4, and 5. And shout out to my campaign staff. Like, they are truly, truly amazing. They get a lot of hard days for me, but they really put in the work. So if you guys are listening, I just want to tell you, thank you. You have not gone unnoticed. Your work is appreciated. We are in it to win it. And I really, 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 really appreciate you guys from the bottom to the top.
All right. Well, we really appreciate you for coming on this show.
Yep.
Your comments have been very insightful.
Oh, thank you.
And it's been a pleasure.
Once again, that was Jerae Jenkins. And coming up next, we've got Mr. Corey Johnson.
Hey guys, this is Chris Knappels with Drop the Diss.
My name is David Bash with Drop the Diss.
Yes, and we are here with a commissioner that is running for District
9.
Super District 9.
That's
not
right.
Just a district, Super District.
Yes. And you are?
I'm Corey Johnson. I'm a former commissioner for District 2 and also the former mayor pro tem.
Okay.
From Customers
County. Got it. Okay.
Excellent.
And we're going to ask you a couple of questions, Corey. We appreciate you being on the show today.
My pleasure.
I'm going to go ahead and lead off with an underhanded pitch right here. Tell us a little bit about yourself relating to the city of Augusta, and tell us why you decided to run for the Super District 9.
Well, first of all, I'm born and raised here in Augusta, Richmond County. I attended public school here. My family is
what
here. Lucy Laney. I'm a graduate of Lucy Laney. Yes, sir. LCL, go Wildcats. but I'm a product of the public school system, man. I love Augusta. You know, I see the potential, you know, being one of the young guys, if you will, who have an opportunity to kind of just talk to so many people and just get the pulse of the people, you know, here. It's compelled me to come back and offer myself a candidacy again. You know, Augusta's a very unique place, of course. You know, we're one that has a very viable resource, and that's the river. And we also have the canal. You know, most cities don't have that, you know, resource. But I love Augusta, and I know the potential that we have. When I was in office, I had an opportunity to work with some great people, and as a result, we was able to get some great things done. And as you can see, they're transpiring as we speak. You look at the rehabilitation of downtown itself. You look at what's going on Riverwatch. You look at Costco, Cabela's, and now we got Topgolf. You know, when David Rush was coming, and that's as a result of what we did when I was in office. You know, it's just an honor to be able to get back into play and be able to put forth some things that will bring us into the 21st century. And so that's why I'm offering myself, because having somebody not only who understand how to get, take action and get results, but someone who knows how to work well with their colleagues and lead what needs to be. Well, let me just say your colleagues need to be led, if you will.
Got it.
And take that approach. So we want to make sure that we have people in office who can do that and demonstrate that ability to work across the aisle no matter what, you know, and be able to get things accomplished. And so that's where we are, and that's why I'm here and offering myself public service again.
Got it.
Excellent. Question number two. How long have you lived in the Super District 9, and what are some of the favorite places that you like to do here in Augusta?
Well, I've been in Super District 9 for about 16 years. It was something that, I don't know, we looked at several houses when I was looking to buy at that time, and I could end up in 7 easily because I looked at a house there as well. But one thing, you know, I learned about being in just that location alone, you know, I'm right there near the medical district, near AU, near the airport. You can pretty much get anywhere within 5 to 10 minutes from where I live. And I like to, you know, just get out and just partake in some of the new activities, you know, things that are going on in the city. We love to eat. I love new places, new restaurants. I love to go out and just listen to, you know, some live music. And have a good time, but I also like to go out, you know, and, and take the family to do some things that's festive, you know. And so anytime they're doing something down at Augusta Commons, you know, I love to go down there and partake in that. And so, you know, in golfing, you know, I love golfing, you know, that's right.
Good
that,
city. Good
yeah,
city for
absolutely.
That.
You know, so I'm so happy that we get Topgolf because I've been a navigate, you know, about that. I felt like we should have been the first city that Topgolf should have come to. But I guess the timing wasn't right at, you know, at that moment, but I'm excited. And so, so these are things that I like to do, spend time with the family, you know, and catch a good movie every now and again. And just, I like watching other people have a good time. And that's what's important, you know. I want to see people happy. I want to see people living and thriving. I want to see kids growing and getting education, you know, and just being able to enjoy, you know, life at its purest and at its best. And that's what I take pleasure in seeing, you know. Don't want to see anybody being taken advantage of, you know. I want to see people with opportunity. And I want to see we, you know, as a community, retain our young people. I don't want people like you guys moving off to places like my son in Seattle, Washington, you know, because he's got an opportunity that he can't get here.
Right.
You know, and so it's a golden opportunity to do that right here. And let's maximize that, you know. Let's be a part of doing something great. And that's what I want to do here.
Got it. And you've kind of touched on this. You've talked about some of the growth recently. The private sector seems to be making a really positive impact in the city of Augusta right now. But we've seen in the past, even with growth in the private sector, oftentimes without the support of the public sector, it can only do so much. And so our question to you on that behalf is, do you plan to work with the private sector in the commission? And if so, how would you work with local business?
Well, one thing we looked at is creating, you know, and this is something that's been done before, an enterprise zone that creates some tax incentives so that, you know, the private sector can come in and look at ways that they can enhance certain parts of this community by bringing their business here, creating jobs, you know, household jobs, if you will. These people become taxpayers, you know, they're buying houses, they're buying cars, they're spending money. But that's something that I definitely look forward to doing. I am a small business owner, or should I say a business owner, if you will, here in Augusta, Richmond County. This month make 14 years. And so I understand the challenges that we face as business owners, you know, and being able to do things. But looking at options and opportunity to establish a business here, we don't want it to be tough. We want it to be transparent. We want it to be something that we assist them instead of telling them no. We want to figure out how to tell them yes and be able to partner with them in situations just like the Depot project that failed through, unfortunately. But I think it just, we didn't have the right people at the table negotiating the deal. And that's something that's very critical, because when we were building the convention center and the parking deck just behind us here, you know, that was a deal that the taxpayers and the citizens voted on through SPLOST. And that deal was something we had to work on. You know, we had to broker the deal. They voted to do it, but the deal had to be brokered. And we was able to get the best deal at the time because we sat down and we looked at the overall perspective of that contract, and we said, okay, this is what we will do and what we wouldn't do. And as a result, you know, we talked about building a crosswalk. As you can see, the crosswalk was eventually built. But these are things that you have to sit down and talk about and figure out how to be partners, you know, with these with the private sector and see how we can do joint partner ventures, you know. And that's something that hadn't happened since I left office. And I don't know why, but I just know that we got to get back to that, because that's going to be key to growing this community. I'm a big fan of the new Hyatt Hotel downtown.
You know,
it's a cool place to hang out, rooftop, you know. It don't get any better than that. I want to see more of that here, you know. I like what they're doing with the Pinnacle Club. They're going to be building one here on the third floor, so that's going to be something cool, you know. That's what we're looking at. This is the 21st century, and people want to look at cool concepts that they can get out and partake in, and that's going to be partnering with the private sector and seeing how we can be partners with them to do what's necessary to make sure this growth happens.
Yeah, building experiences.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Question number four, knowing the structure of how the current commission works, teamwork is essential to positive growth. What do you think you will bring to the table?
My ability to be able to work well with others. You know, I always use the term, you can get more flies with honey than you can, you know, more bees with honey than you can vinegar.
Right.
And I use that because this is an opportunity that we have that's very unique. And we may not always agree on every individual item, but at the same time, it don't mean we can't sit down on those key things that impact this community as a whole. And I say that to say this, if we're doing something in District 4 it will impact the whole city. You get what I'm saying? If you look at what's going on with Cyber Command and Cyber Center, we have it at Fort Gordon, and we also have a presence here on Willow Street. It impacts everybody. Doing high tides, all boats rise. And that's what we got, that's the attitude we and the approach we gotta take. Having a common sense approach to these items and being able to look at them and talk to your colleagues to come to a consensus. Sometimes it just takes a mere fact of just divulging this information in a way that they can receive it. Mm-hmm. And I've always had the notion and the ability to be able to talk to people and give it to them the way they can receive it. And whatever it takes to get it done, then I've been able to demonstrate that. And it's been time and time again that I've been that person who would have brought people together to get things accomplished. And I'm not saying it's going to be unanimous, but it's going to be the majority of the commission on board at the time to get it accomplished. And that's what it's going to take, having somebody to be able to do that with a reasonable mindset. And that's why I've been asked by so many people to come back, you know. And so that's one of the reasons I decided to get back in it, because having somebody with that voice, with that demeanor, to be able to sit down with the colleagues and be able to, you know, figure out how we can work this out, not leaving the table until we come to a consensus on something to move forward. That's what it's about. Not just saying, you know, this deal is done, it's over, let's move forward. I don't accept that. You know, I'm kind of like Kobe Bryant when it comes to that, you know, the Black Mamba. You know, I don't accept that as an excuse. You know, we can figure this thing out, and we're going to figure it out. And you got to have that attitude, you know. And if you do that, then I think you guys are, you know, and together, I think people like yourself would be proud of what we're doing as a commission.
Well, thank you. And you mentioned that you were on the commission previously. So you know this, that the city of Augusta is changing right now. Jobs are changing. Millennials are gaining power, if you will.
Absolutely.
The average taxpayer in Augusta is getting younger. Mm-hmm. It's in that millennial age, 26 to 35 years old. Do you feel like you have a connection with that demographic of millennials? And what ideas to improve Augusta do you have for those for millennials?
Well, one thing I know about millennials, and of course, now I have sons, you guys, probably you guys' age, you know, my oldest is 27, you know, but the one thing I've been able to do through my youthful look is identify with the younger crowd, the younger generation, and having young males, especially, and young nieces, you know, understanding what they're looking for, understanding the things that they want to do and the opportunities that they want to see happen in their city. That's my connection to the people. Being able to just sit out, even in business, when I'm out, I'm meeting young people all the time and I'm talking about things that that they like to see happen. But not only that, visiting other places. You know, when I was in Seattle visiting my son, I saw some very cool, unique things out there, man, you know, and that's the kind of life that they want to see happen even in this city. Mm-hmm. And I think if we start to open up and start to become more aware of these things and understand that we're living in a different day, we're living in a different time, then people begin to be more open to opportunity. You know, we talked about the cannabis, you know, law being passed and things of that nature, and you go in some of the major cities now, you're starting to see it be more prevalent. Mm-hmm. Because that's becoming the new wave. It's something that's becoming very popular. But it's also creating business opportunities for young people, especially mm-hmm. millennials. You know, this is the kind of stuff that we got to start looking at, because this is becoming more and more prevalent now than it ever been. You know, we heard about it when I was in office. I took office in 2008. But now it's a reality now. This stuff is coming to pass. So we got to look at ways that's going to not only invite our young people, but I want to partner with our young people. I want to sit down and create a think tank, if you will, that would encompass a lot of you guys, so we can talk about innovative and creative ways to do things for that particular demographic of young people. Because again, you're absolutely right. It's changing, and the climate is changing. And it's time for us to rise to the occasion, you know, and I want to do that by encompassing guys like yourself, so we can sit down and talk about ways to make Augusta more cooler, to create opportunities for you guys to raise your families here and create opportunity for them as well.
Thank you.
Thank you for that answer. Question number 6, we're almost done. If the commit, and this is think outside the box.
This one's fun.
This is a fun question.
There's no wrong answer here.
If the commission received a $1 million grant, to use it however they want, how would you want to use it and why?
Well, I've been talking about some innovative ways that we can start training our young people in the trade sector. And I've noticed that we have different levels of education, and we have those who may go to college, we have those who may not. But what I will say is, Being a contractor, I understand the demand we have and the need we have into having trade-skilled workers. And I understand that every kid won't go to college, and rightfully so. At this particular point in time, I don't know whether college is something that need to be at the forefront, but I do think they need to observe or obtain some type of trade. And I want to try to see if we can partner with the school system and create an opportunity that will enhance, you know, the educational parameters so that we can start doing a dual enrollment with just government alone. And that way we can start training young people to enter the sector of government when they graduate high school, so they can get into the fire department, police department, utilities, engineering, so many different facets of just public government alone, that is opportunity for young people to partake in. And so with that being said, it would be a golden opportunity to create a program that will basically create opportunities for them while they're in high school that they can enroll in. Mm-hmm. And by the time they graduate, they can actually start their careers at 19 years of age. This would be unique. And they're doing it in some of the other cities, even like Atlanta. These kids are saying, look, I know I'm not going to the military, I'm not going to college, but I do want to take up a trade. I do want to start a career when I graduate high school. So how can I do that now? I would like to look at maybe focusing on funding that project with doing that. And it would be a pilot program, but it costs. And it definitely would cost, because it would be something that they would have to create within the school mm-hmm. system, even in certain schools. Even if it's not offered at every school, they would have to either particularly find which schools it would be more conducive in
yeah.
and put their program in there. But I would like to see that happen, because I think right now we don't have enough of that going on. And if you look at even the workforce in our local government, it's starting to deplete, because a lot of the baby boomers are retiring. And so we don't have people eagerly get involved and saying, hey, yeah, how can I get, I don't think they even think it's an option. So we need to give it to them and make it an option for them. And so I would like to see that happen. I think that would be a good use of $1 million, because with those students, it would create jobs, opportunities, and they would be taxpayers. They would own cars, they would start families, and they would put back into the community, and they would stay here. That's the most important thing. They would stay here.
Okay.
You know, so I think that would be pretty cool.
So speaking of staying here and building up the city, question number 7 is another pretty easy question for you. The name of our podcast is Drop the Dis, and the reason for that is because we want to figuratively, right, drop any kind of diss that someone would say about Augusta. We want to promote the positivity about the city.
Absolutely.
And so our last question to you is, if somebody comes up to you dissing the city of Augusta, what would you say to that person?
Hold up, wait a minute. Let me put some James Brown in it. No, I would definitely tell them. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was just talking to a group of people at a forum about 2 weeks ago, and we often hear Augusta, it's just not cool. It's not a cool place to live. Mm-hmm. But Augusta has a lot of great assets. First of all, the cost of living is great here. You can't go anywhere in this country and live in houses and apartments at the cost that you will live in Augusta, Richmond County, number one. When you look at some of the cool things that are taking place in our school system, you look at our magnet schools, you don't have that in a lot of cities. We have a lot of great magnet schools. I mean, from performing arts on down to the nursing program, we have some great programs here in our school system. And you look at just some of the opportunities outside of that alone for growth in small business, it's wide open.
Yeah.
This is one of the most untapped cities in the country, and it's a lot of opportunity here. So why can't you open your business here? Why can't you do what you guys are doing here with this podcast? This is a golden opportunity to do that. And so you can't do that in a lot of metropolitan cities. But you look at Augusta, you look at some of the cool things, and let's be realistic, man, we got a river. I talked about it earlier. Most cities don't have that water resource. We can do a lot of cool things here on this river. You know, if we want to own a boat and take it out, we can do that. You know, we're centrally located. You can get to anywhere in Georgia within 2 hours or better, you know. That's cool, you know, because if you're in Atlanta, it's going to take you 4 hours to get to Savannah, you know, or even longer to get to Charleston. But in Augusta, you can get there within 2 hours. You know, you can get to Charleston in 2.5 hours. You know, so we're centrally located. Like I said, it's a great place to raise your kids, raise your families. And so it's a lot of things that I can point to here, and we'll be here all day talking about the cool things. But I could have chose to live anywhere, but I chose Augusta because Augusta's my home. It's a great place to live. It's a safe place to live. And it's a very cool place to live, and it's a great opportunity for a lot of people here. And we just got to show them. I often say Augusta's a diamond in the rough, and it's time to make it shine. And I want to continue to be a part of, shining that diamond.
So we're done with all of our questions, but we want to give this an opportunity for you to tell our listeners how to maybe get in contact with you, a website. Yeah. How can they find out more information about your campaign and how and what district you are and everything?
If they want to get in touch with you, how do they do
it? Well, you can definitely go to our website at LetCoreyJohnson.com. You can follow us on Facebook at LetCoreyJohnson2020. You can also, we have ways for you to contribute to the campaign financially if you choose to do so. And you can go to our website to see that as well. We always hashtag, the right leadership, the right choice.
I got a new hashtag for you. Hashtag drop the diss.
Drop the diss. That's right. We're going to put that in there. You can definitely follow us on Facebook. We also on Instagram as well. Okay. But definitely go to our website. You can actually volunteer on the website. You can donate on the website. You can follow us for activities and things that we got going on in the community on the website as well.
Excellent. And Mr. Johnson, you said you're a small business owner. What's the business?
Absolutely. We own a construction and a home inspection business. You guys probably saw it's First Charles Home Inspection and Construction LLC.
Okay.
As I said earlier, this month marks 14 years for us being in business. And it's been good. It's been good. We've been growing every year. We're excited about the future. We're looking forward to expanding and bringing on some great people, and doing some great things, not just in Richmond County, but throughout the CSRA. So we're eager and excited about that as well. So again, please do follow us on our webpage at LetCoreyJohnson.com and also on our Facebook page as well.
Okay.
Excellent.
So looking forward to it, and just stay tuned.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Corey Johnson, candidate for District 9. Don't forget, our first interview in this episode was Ms. Jo Rae Jenkins, also candidate for Commissioner of District 9. We hope you guys are staying safe out there. We hope you're enjoying the miniseries. This was the last episode of the Commissioner Election Spotlight miniseries, but we do hope to do more little series in the future examining different things about Augusta that we don't feel like are talked about enough. If you guys have any ideas, if you guys know somebody, if you guys are somebody that's not talked about enough, let us know. Email us at dropthedispod@gmail.com, DM us at dropthedispod, Facebook, Instagram. Let us know. We'd love to talk to you.